David Eisenberg.
Okay. Okay, wait, so I want to discuss the Shaila that comes up frequently, and chinuch notwithstanding. So we're not going to discuss the chinuch aspect of it. However, many times you'll end up with a situation where you want, let's say it's Friday night, and you come into your room and oivei, not trying to kabach over here, but you left on the night. Join me, friends. No, so you left on the light, Friday night, and there's light, and you want to go to sleep, and you can't go to sleep. So what do you say to yourself? I have a 2-year-old. Think about Amir Lakum. Let's not talk to discuss Amir Lakum now. I have a 2-year-old. You take the 2-year-old and you play the light game with the 2-year-old. Yankel, you want to play lights? Lights. You pick him up, on, off, on, off. You know? You'll have to do that.
You just stand there and just
see what you're doing. You know, it's not one of the... You know, sometimes you get people, they remember as kids, you turn off the light, you got such a shock that you turn off the light, oh, wait, turned it right back on, you know? I put it right again, you know? Chas v'shalom. But here you're taking a little kid, he's not mechuyav b'mitzvos, and you're letting him turn off the light. You're asking him to turn off the light. You're putting his hand on the light switch. Are you allowed to? Now, again, as I said, I'm not discussing the chinuch shaboy. The chinuch, of course, is a bad idea. Somebody, Rav Reshner told me that somebody came to ask him about, I don't know, he says, if you can leave the computer on and you can turn it on for a certain time, that it should show like a slideshow of pictures from the holidays. So this way, you can stick the kids, you turn it for 2 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, you want a shluf, you have anybody who has a decent amount of pictures on the, nowadays, it's not like in the olden days. The olden days, you had one film. If you went through 2 films when you went on holiday, and you told me 236 films, it was really like, you know, you took already a hoin rash of pictures. Today, you got a digital camera, you take 72 pictures just from Shimon Bar Yochai's kever. Nochamol, with Yankel, with Beryl, with Shmerl, now with Yankel and Beryl, Yankel and Shmerl, you know, different combinations, you just take picture, and it always goes on your computer, nobody prints it. So what do? You have thousands of pictures on your computer, you want to just sit down your son or your daughter in front of the computer, still, I can sleep like a mensch, Shabbos afternoon, they'll watch the pictures, you tell them, don't touch the mouse. Whatever you do, don't touch the mouse, it'll make it stop. They know they shouldn't touch the mouse, you put the mouse away. Finished is Givaldik. He said to me, you know, mutter also is irrelevant. He says, of course it's bad chinuch to do it. And the question now is in halacha sheboy. So I want to discuss, and this comes up in many different forms, the shaila over here is a shaila of what's called safinum or loisachinum. The Torah says in 3 places, the Torah says that you have to be careful with ketanim. Number 1, by Shkotzim, it says Loi Soichlum. And instead of Loi Soichlum, the Gemara says what? Loi Sachilum. Loi Sachilum means you should not feed them, these Yisurim. That's number 1. Number 2, the Torah also says, by Dam. Well, we brought the 3 psukim over here in Mishavur, right? That's one. Kol nefesh mikem loisoich al dam. And Chazal says, loisachi lektanim. Not only when it says, kol nefesh mikem loisoich al dam, doesn't mean only you're not allowed to eat dam. You're not allowed to have your children, give your children to eat dam either. And by Tumas koyanim, it says, emoy v'amata, emoy ala koyanim b'nei ayin v'amata alein. So I say emoy v'amata. So we know, Rashi says, and everybody says, huh? Lahazeh gedolim alaktanim. Yeah, mafush. Yeah, very, very famous. Meaning that gedolim are not allowed to be metam ktanim. It's interesting when we have the discussion over here. Lahazeh gedolim alaktanim. There's discussion about tinoikas, pregnant women going into hospitals, taking a baby into hospital. Remember my sister, when she had a baby, and my nephew was very jaundiced, and she had to take him into hospital for blood tests to see where he was up to with his bilirubin count. And she went and she had the blood. She wanted to have the blood test, and she got to the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. Azara lekohanim. Kohanim can't come in. Kohen maros. Sometimes you come to Beanstalk over here, Nebuch, if there's been a ptira, you'll find there's also a sign over there for kohanim. Careful, no kohanim coming in. Nebuch, somebody was nifter. So the baby was what? 5, 8 days old. I don't remember how old my nephew was. Was a kohen. My shvog is a kohen. He's a ben kohen. You're allowed to take this child now and bring him into the hospital. You're being metame this child. It's not the child being metame himself. You're taking the child being metame the child, metame the kohen. So you're allowed to, not allowed to do it. It's also mentioned over here. So let's discuss how it works. So the halacha is as follows. When it comes to giving an iser to a child, that's also the kulam. Yeah? That's the first thing that we have to know. So that means, chveis, somebody has a trefa sandwich. Somebody has a trefa sweet, a jelly with gelatin, whatever it might be. And he's walking down the street and he sees a little Yiddish kid. And he says to them, chaval, what am I going to do with this? Throw it in the bin? I'll throw it in the bins of Ron Shom's food. Give it to a guy. It's a lechonim. You know, they're sitting there, maschinim, stam to give it to a guy. You can't really give it to a guy either. So what are you going to do with it? Yingle, can I have? You ever try this? No, here, take. You give him one of those sweets. It's awesome. We did what? Lechonim. You're not allowed to give a child or anybody. It's a isa of lifneiver. And on top of that, but there's also an issa of lechonim. Pardon? No, so now comes the question. Now be the next chelik of the question. Chelik aleph of this is to give a child an issa be yodayim? Also. That's lechonim. Chelik base of this is now.
What does it mean,
lechonim? You should not feed them. Lechonim, I'm sorry, means you shouldn't eat. And the Gemara says not only lechonim, you shouldn't eat them. The Gemara dashes lechonim, you shouldn't feed them either. That means that you're not allowed to feed a cotton something that's osur. So therefore, you're not allowed to feed a cotton food that is osur. That's point number one. Whoever you are, the father, the mother, somebody who's unrelated, a cotton is sitting there and somebody wants to go over and give this cotton food that is osur, there's an isur le'sachilum, you're not allowed to give this cotton food that's osur. What happens now if the cotton himself is eating something that's osur? You're walking past a child and the child's eating something that's osur. You see a little Yiddish kid and he's holding a tray for sweet in his hand. Where is this Yiddish kid? Where is this from kid come up with a tray for sweet from? Where did he find it? Yingle, where'd you get those sweets from? Walking down the street, and somebody seems to have dropped this out of their Tesco bag. I see it's got a sticker over here, it says Tesco on it. Somebody dropped out of their bag from Tesco. I've always wanted to taste these sweets, and granted, they're quite tasty. You mechuyev to take away those sweets from the child now or not? So the halacha is, as it says in Sirin Shimon Gimel, but this is brought already in the Gemara. Cotton oichel neveilos ein bezin mitzuvin afishoy. If a cotton is eating something that's osur, the bezin is not mechuyev to take it away from him. There's no din if I am not allowed to give the cotton the isur. But if the cotton is doing the isur himself, there is no halacha, there's no din that says I need to take it away from him.
What do you call the cotton? To what age?
This is halacha. This will be any age, really.
Two bar mitzvah.
It's to be two bar mitzvah. This one, yeah. I'm sorry.
If you do take away, would you need to pay him?
No, I don't think you would need to pay him for taking it away. But there's a so cotton. I don't know if a cotton has a kinyan. I don't know. I don't think there'd be you'd be chayv to cotton. Whatever he owns will belong to his father. So you'll have enough reasons to turn around and say, I think the father would be quite happy if you took it away from him. But midina the Gemara, midina Shulchan Aruch, you're not mechuyev to take it away. The father, it's a different halach. A father's a din chinuch. This is his child. His child's eating treif. If the father sees a child, he should turn around and say, I didn't give it to him. He found it himself. Male, if I gave him treif, okay, so nisalei sachilim. I didn't give him the treif. He was walking down the street. He found these wine gums. Let him eat these wine gums. Nay, they're full of gelatin. The father's mechuyev ligobar or afrishoy. The father is mechuyev to take it away from him. Okay? So that's the two klalim so far. Klal number one, also for everybody to give him an isser, lachila biyadayim. If he's eating something, he's doing an isser already, only the father has a din to take him away from this isser. Nobody else is mechuyev to take him away from this isser. The mother is a shayla in halacha.
Can I go have to tell him it's treif or can I ignore him and walk past?
You can ignore it. There's no halacha. There's
no, you're not you're
not mechuyev to do it. Avanda, it's a good thing to do. I'm sure the father will bench you from today till tomorrow to go to. I'm talking now all midin halacha. You don't have to. Avanda, if you saw a Yiddish child that was eating something treif, if you could stomp the child to him, kodesh yom aloy. Of course, you should go over and should say, Yingle, you know this is treif? Really? Yeah. Pardon?
The father, you want the child to be
100%. So you're being machzir something to the father, but you're not mechuyev.
But what's eating already? It's the tumtum
alayah. Yeah, but every extra bit that he eats is more tumtum.
Oh, it makes so it's not like one thing like
once you have I would have thought every bit of tumtum that you have is further than tumtum is alayah.
You've got yourself a whole meal, and you're going to be much more tummy than you. Yeah.
I don't know how tinta malev works, but I guess so. That's just me svara. I don't know that for sure. But I'm not in tinta malev is something that I don't think there's a sort of it says anywhere exactly where you see degrees of tinta malev. Okay, so the ma'aser, but you're right. Where do we draw the line? But Avada, if you can, you should stomp him. But you're not mechuyev to stomp him. Now comes the question: what happens if a child? So now let's go back to our shaila. Shaila was, your light is on in your room and you want the child to turn off the light. And again, we said we're not speaking about chinuch, we're speaking about halacha. Now, about in chinuch, it's a bad idea to have the child to do it. But you want the child to turn off the light. Can you ask the child to turn off the light? No. Avada nisht. But there's really two isurim involved. There's another isur on top of that. One isur is, pardon? Lachila biyadayim. But there's another halacha. State by Shabbos. Lo yisasa kol melacha. Who? Ata, you. Uvincha. Uvitecha. Va'avdecha. Ma'asam v'techa. V'gafash ha'v'sharecha. So there's another din. There's a halacha also. Specifically for Shabbos. You're not allowed to let your child do melacha. So there's the Shabbos is even more chomer. Yeah? Beyond the lois achilum, there's a din of shvisa of the child on Shabbos. So you should definitely, if you cannot ask your child to turn off the light on Shabbos. No shayla. No matter how young the child is, that's safinan labiyodayim.
To ask him clearly.
Say, Yankel, the light's on. It's really, really light out. Would you turn it off? Osir gom. Not only that, if you see the child is going to turn off the light, what do you have to do? You have to stop him. As a parent, you're mechuyev to stop the child from turning off the light. As a non-parent, you're not mechuyev. But as a parent, mechuyev to make sure that this child's not over any yisurim. Even if you never asked him to turn off the light. The child's doing this, he's about to do this, he's turning off the light. Why do you have to tell him? Pardon? No, beyond that. Now it's more than chinuch even. Now it's because on Shabbos the child's not, and there's one extra, that's what I was trying to say over there. On Shabbos it'll be beyond chinuch. Dainu, if the child's eating treif, you as a father, mechuyev to tell him, you're not allowed to eat treif. We don't eat this. It's not kosher. By Shabbos it's more than that. It's not only a din of chinuch, but there's a din that the child's not allowed to do a malacha. So you have to stop the child from doing malacha, not be din chinuch, but that your child is also to do malacha. In the same way your animal's not allowed to do malacha.
That's just your child. That's somebody else's kid in my house.
Yeah. You're not mechuyev. You and your son and your daughter. He's not your son. Yep. You're mechuyev on your son. He's mechuyev on his son.
Shabbos not got an extra dinner. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Shabbos has an extra din that goes beyond the din of chinuch. That within Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do, let my child do a melacha. My child. The whole list. Include a grandchild. So I'll be a shayla if grandchild's mechuyben, if you're mechuyben chinuch with your grandchild. It's an interesting question. It will be included in that question. If you're mechuyben grandchild, going back to what we said, to give him to do the isser, avadat zosser. If he's going to do the isser, are you mechuyb to stop him or not? If you're mechuyb in his chinuch, then the answer is yes. If you're not mechuyb in his chinuch, then the answer is no. Avada as the grandfather, you don't want your grandchild doing Yisurim anyway, so you'll never let him get away with it anyway. The shaila is, if midin chinuch, if you mechuyiv to do it, or it's just because as a grandfather you wouldn't want your grandchild doing it, but not because it's not coming midin from chiyuvim.
Isn't it strange that you say, another Yiddish child, that you should be the one to call in to do b'chal?
I'm not allowed to cause him.
Not cause him.
I leave him. I am not. I don't have to get involved with anybody else's children.
Child gone, which that light.
Yes.
I want it off. Or I want it on.
Oh, so we'll discuss that.
By the light.
Yeah.
So it's must be the child with a camera, just like that, or back and taking.
Not necessarily. Right?
There's a chance.
Okay, there's a chance. So on that already, so there's a Gemara. So that's where there's a Gemara in Shabbos, I think Tzadik Aleph. I can't remember which Masechta it was. Remember the daf was Tzadik Aleph. I saw it, brought. Then the Gemara brings what happens if you give a sheretz to a child. Yeah? To play with. You're giving but he might eat it also. Yeah? So there we say, if you know for sure he's going to eat it, you're not allowed to give it to him. If it's a snow, if you know that they said, you know, certain kids at a certain age, no matter what you give them, goes in the mouth.
Yeah?
Certain kids, not no matter what you give them, goes in the mouth. Sometimes they will eat it, sometimes they won't eat it. So then, if it's a sophic, if he's going to eat it, then you're okay. So coming back to the shayla that we said before, because it's almost 20 past, I want to finish at 20 past. If you cause the child to do the isser, but it's also. If you see the child doing the isser, if it's your child, you're mechuyev to stop him. Are you allowed to get hanor from a locha that a child did for you on Shabbos? No. Because ato bin chavitech, you're mechuyev to be on Shabbos. If you knew beforehand. Yeah? However, now comes the question. What about creating a matzav situation where it is possible that the child will turn off the light? Going back to what Simcha said. I took the chair and put the chair next to the light. By putting the chair next to the light, is the child going to turn off the light for sure?
No.
No. You've enabled the child to turn off the light, but you didn't give the child to turn off the light. So there, it will already make a difference. If you're the parent and you put the light, chair next to the light, if you want that to happen, you know what you need to do? You'd have to leave the room. And have to hope for the best.
Because
if you see him coming, Al-Shinuch, you got to stop him. And Al-Shabbos, not only Al-Shinuch, Al-Shabbos also you got to stop him. If I'm an outsider, you put the chair there, and I walk away. I see the child climbing up, turning off the light. Oh, quick, move the chair away. You know, now you move the chair. Pardon? There's no leisamid over here because the child's not mechuyev in chinuch. The child is below the age of chinuch. The child is 2 years old. I'm not mechuyev to mechanech this child. The parents not mechuyev to mechanech this child either, really, because he's below the age of chinuch. The child's going to turn off the light. It's quite useful. He's turning off the light. I don't want to stop him. I'm not mechuyev to stop him. I'm not mechuyev to stop the child from turning off the light. But I cannot lead the child to turn off the light. So if I put the chair there and sit down and watch the child climb up the chair and go, oh, look, light, click. And go, that's it, don't touch. Fine. Then you can be nana from it. If you put the child's hand on the switch, and you know for sure the child's going to push the button, that's also. If you put the child's hands near the switch, but it's not for sure the child's going to turn on or not turn on the switch, then again, it's all a question of svekas.
Just your child.
Pardon?
Just your child.
No, somebody else's. If it's my child, I have to stop him no matter what. My child, I have to stop from doing an isser no matter what. Somebody else's child, I cannot cause him to do an isser. But if I see him doing an isser and it's, I don't have to stop him. And if I can create a situation where it's convenient that maybe he will turn off the isser, but not necessarily he'll turn off the isser, that is also mutter.
Stand there with the child, somebody else's child, I can stand by the line, hoping that he'll just switch off.
I can do that. Again, I don't think it's great chinuch, I don't think it's less. But lehalocha, yes, you could stand there. If you know If it's a Sofi, he's going to turn off the light. If you know for definite he's going to turn off the light, you stand next to the light, that's the thing he always does, you shouldn't do it. Because then you're already causing him to do it. If you can say, I for sure cause him to do it, that's also. If it's a Sofi, whether you're going to cause him to do it, then it's mutter. Okay. All right. All right.